for another Mad Chatter game. And now here's your host, Mad Chatter Derek.
Here on the Mad Chatters podcast, we're continuing to bring you some bonus content while so much of the world has been put on pause, and we're going to do it again with another Mad Chatter game. This game is all about Disneyland, so we figured we'd bring on some of the biggest Disneyland experts we know. It's our friends over on Mousetalgia. This is a podcast. This is probably the first podcast I listened to, which means it's certainly the one I've listened to the longest.
Aww.
Yeah, we have Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
Dave.
Hello.
Kristen.
Hello, Happy Chatters.
And for the Mousetalgia Minute, we have Julia.
Hello.
Well, we are so glad you all are joining us today. Let me explain how the game is going to work. It is called How May I Yelp? And what I've done is gone to a little website called yelp.com, and I have found one-star reviews.
Oh, boy.
Of attractions and restaurants at the Disneyland Resort.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Believe it or not, they are not hard to find.
Wow.
So we decided before the show that we're going to be pairing Julia with Jeff. And yes. Then on the other team, we will have Dave and Kristen.
Yeah, also as team winner. Right,
ooh,
Dave?
That's right.
Big talk winner. Already. So if it is your turn, I'm going to read you one review. Probably doesn't give a lot of information, but if you can guess the attraction or restaurant based on that one clue, you will get 3 points. If you cannot guess it, the other team will hear the second review for that same attraction or restaurant, and they'll get 2 points if they get it. And then we'll go back and forth, and anything guessed correctly after that will just get you 1 point. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Derek, ooh. I like this game already because there's a lot of judgment involved. Like, this is my type of game.
The internet is full of judgment.
I love it.
Okay. So, Kristen and Dave, we'll let you go first. And here is the first review.
Oh, no.
Well, that was an hour of my life I'm not getting back. Clearly, I have much different expectations than other reviewers. Boring. With 5 O's.
Oh, geez.
If it's an hour long.
It's an hour, right? Out.
So Aladdin, maybe the Frozen musical.
Oh. Yeah, I think Frozen musical. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, Frozen. I'll go Frozen musical.
Frozen musical is incorrect.
Nuts.
Oh boy,
Jeff and Julia. Next.
All
review.
Right, Julia. What do you think, Julia?
Wait,
an hour.
You get another clue. Hang on.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Whew. That's true. I have to read you a second review.
Don't help them. Don't help them.
Gotcha. I thought, okay, I'm got it now. Got it.
So they did not get 3 points, but now you have a chance to get 2 points.
Got it.
The boat was filthy for the price I pay for yearly passes. Me and my family shouldn't have to sit in soggy trash.
Oh, boy.
What in the soggy world trash. Is soggy trash?
Soggy trash. What do you think, Julia? Should we narrow it down to Pirates or Small World? And it's an hour. Yeah. Small World, you wait for an hour, maybe, huh?
You might.
What do you think? A boat.
I don't think I've ever waited an hour for Pirates, so I avoid the line when it's that long.
Let's say it's a Small World.
Okay.
It's a Small World.
It's a Small World is not correct.
Wow!
So Dave and Kristen, for 1 point.
And Derek, I just want to say, this is not a fair game for us because we love Disneyland, and we would never call it soggy trash. So our brains just can't even go there. There's nothing soggy trash in Disneyland, I'm sorry. But
it's got a new nickname now, though.
Soggy trash.
Soggy trash. Let's go ride soggy trash. Yeah, no, it's amazing the little things people will find and then give a 1-star review for the entire thing based on that little thing.
Wow.
Okay, here's the third review. Okay, I knew this ride was going to be cut in half when we learned Star Wars was being built, but they removed the entire part where you drift through a war zone. Why? That was the best part. You actually felt like you were a part of it rather than on a silly little coaster looking at a bunch of moving mannequins.
Okay, wait a second. There's a war zone in Disneyland on boats.
Oh, come on, Kristen.
Dave, do you know?
Well, when they're talking about Star Wars and things getting cut in half, I mean, the only thing that really got cut was River of America.
Oh, there you go.
Come on.
Okay, so like Mark, you think Mark Twain?
No. Well, I'm going to guess canoes. Canoes.
Yes. Do I need to give this to you?
Listen, Jeff. This is ours to talk about, Jeff. Thank you, Julia. Control your teammate. Dave, are we saying canoes?
I'm going with canoes.
Okay, canoes.
It's not the canoes.
What is it?
I have one more review.
All right, let's try it. Let's try it. Is this for 0 points?
This is for still for one. You will always get one.
Half a point.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go, Julia.
Upon your wait for the ride, all you see is each boat crashing into each other. Then comes the turns, where then you'll hear all the lovely plastic scraping. It was just grinding at my eardrums. I thought, okay, maybe it's just these few boats, and it just so happened to be this set. No, this happens throughout the entire ride.
I just don't know what this is. Come on, Jeff, bring it home.
Well, I mean, perhaps war zone.
Yeah.
Well, there hasn't been a war zone in this, really, for... I mean, there never really was. Boy. I mean, Splash Mountain? Plastic boats? What do you think, Julia? I mean, Splash Mountain didn't get changed at all. The only thing that got changed was Rivers of America. And there's the... I mean, there's the... The only thing that would have gotten shortened or shifted would have been... I mean, the rafts just cross the river. The canoes go around.
Is it the sailing... The Columbia?
The Columbia? I mean, no, but...
Let's see.
I mean, I'm thinking it's the Storyland Canal or the Storyland.
Jeff, it's obviously the canoes.
Well, it should have been because of the war zone, right? I don't know. It's Storybook Land Canal boats.
Okay.
What?
The correct answer is.
Yeah, what is it?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
I think the third reviewer was just mistaken.
Yeah,
clearly.
Like a twist.
This game is hard.
Okay, Derek, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have anyone ever just got, like us, like just got none? Like, no, that was no none for anybody.
This is the third time we've played this, and no, that's never happened before. I'm so sorry.
Wow, you know what this is? Can I interject for a minute?
Yeah.
And there's only, like, six boat rides.
No, you guys, here's what this is. Like, Mousestalgia ran a trivia game, like, 10 years ago at the Pacific Northwest Mouse Meet, and we made the questions way too hard. It was so awful. Like, it was like we would ask a question and it's like crickets in the room. And then people were like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, and started to sneak out. And then it just was like, it was so bad. Like, every question was way too hard. You guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. But this isn't way too hard. It's just there's incorrect information in there. So we have to shift the way we look at this. Put yourself into the mind of a kind of an angry consumer.
Pile of soggy trash. Okay, soggy trash.
All right, we got this. All right, we're coming back. Coming back, Julia. Hang in there, Julia. We got this.
This episode's going to be called Soggy Trash.
No, never. I do apologize for the misleading one. I thought it was funny, but in hindsight, that totally ruins the game if it's misleading. I don't think there are many more of those, if that
helps. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Funny.
We got it. We got this. Okay. Let's go. Yeah.
So, Julia and Jeff, this is yours. We have been waiting 2 hours to get on this ride, paid extra for fast track, and can't use only special times in day. Very disappointed. The park is dirty looking run down.
Oh boy. Can't use only special times. What would there be that would use a fast pass, but not... I mean, they could be talking about going after all the fast passes are gone. They could be talking about there are no fast passes. Could be. What do you think, Julia? Roll the dice. Peter Pan?
No.
It doesn't. That's what I mean. Like, maybe they're just like,
about Max Pass.
Maybe they're just like, oh, we bought it, but we can't even use it.
Oh.
Or
I was
maybe
thinking Guardians, but.
Let's say it. Let's do it. Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is not correct. That is not correct.
Ah!
That's all right. That was really a kind of a long shot.
Yeah, the first clue doesn't give a ton away. It's kind of built that way because you got to earn those 3 points.
You do.
Okay, second clue for Dave and Kristen. If possible, I would give it negative stars. 3 hour wait with 3 breakdowns. One word that describes this, garbage, with 11 exclamation points.
I think Indiana Jones, Dave, because of all the breakdowns. Like, that thing is always going down, and it has Max Pass attached. What do you think, Dave?
It's that or Galaxy's Edge and like Rise of the Resistance, something like that. Because that's been breaking out a lot too, right?
I know, but I feel like that hasn't been open long enough to leave angry Yelp reviews about. So I say, I think, can you trust me on this
I'll
one?
I'll go with Indy.
Team winner?
That's fine.
Okay. And is it Indy?
It's not Indy.
Ah, nuts.
Julia and Jeff. The line was a 4.5 hour wait. Once we got to the front of the line, we had realized it took so long because we counted 80 to 100 people from FastPass would go in. Then they would allow one family.
Got it.
Yeah. Go for it.
Radiator Springs Racers.
For 1 point, that is correct.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, you nut. You didn't even have to finish a review.
Yeah. Yay. It's okay. I mean, that's what everyone thinks. When you see those 80 people at a time go through, you're always like, what is happening? Got it.
Yeah. Not a great look.
Good. All right.
I feel like Derek, and he's not even on my team, you should give him 2 points because he didn't have to finish a review. It was like when you buzz in.
No, No. We're playing by the rules. Okay. We got it. 1 point.
We might need those points later.
Kristen, you can make up a game and make up your own rules.
Oh, I do every week on Mousetology.
She does.
She's not wrong.
That's why we love it. All right. Back to Dave and Kristen. The service, of course, is superb. However, the food looks and tastes like school lunch. Adding chips and apples doesn't help the case. Like, really?
Okay, chips and apples. That could be anywhere in the park.
Jolly Holiday came to mind.
Did it? Because I was thinking, like, it had to be a table service place first, right? But you can't add chips and apple to table service, right? Like, they don't, like, it's only counter service has chips and apple. So
when I think chips, I just think of, like, Jolly Holiday is the one that I know I get chips with. I don't know of any other meal that's coming to mind.
I can be on board with that chips. One. Jolly Holiday works for me. I don't think we're right, Dave, but I mean, we got to
I don't think so either. But, and can you think of any other meal that you get with chips?
Well, I mean, you can get chips anywhere. Oh, you can get the corn dog. Oh, the corn dog. Like that can you can choose chips or apple for the corn dog.
Oh, okay.
Want to say corn dog?
Let's go corn dog. Let's go corn dog.
That is not correct. No.
How is that not right?
And which corn dog?
I know. I wanted to say be more specific, but it's just not corn dog.
It's just wrong.
It's just all the way wrong.
Yeah. So we knocked out a couple for you there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I will say it is not Corn Dog Castle or the Red Wagon.
Got it. Okay.
There's no corn dogs. Though I will say, like, I know this is a controversial statement. I don't like Disneyland corn dogs.
Oh, come on.
There's just like, can you cool it with the batter? Like, way too much batter, not enough dog.
That's the whole
point.
That's
the magic sauce.
All right. Well, it's been really fun having you guys. Thanks for joining us. All right. Jeff and Julia. We ordered combo 2 and 3. We didn't even have a chase to choose chips or apples, and they just throw 2 bags of chips. I exchanged carrots for apples for my son's meal, and that female person grabbed the carrots and throw the bag of apples and press hard on the tray. Rude, rude, rude.
Okay, Julia, I feel like you eat at a lot of these kind of places. Does the Carnation Cafe give you chips in bags? No, they wouldn't give you bags of chips. Where would you get bags of chips yet have good service?
Corn dogs!
Yeah, the only place that I have gone that has chips or apples is like Award Wieners.
Award Wieners, yeah. Let's say Award Wieners. But the service, like, is there service there? Like, good service? They handed it to me?
And there's trays. There's trays, though.
All right, let's go for it. Award Wieners.
That is correct.
Julia, you pulled it out.
Good one, Julia.
Very good.
Because the first review said it was good service. The second one said bad service, so...
But I'm just like, what service? I mean, they took my money well?
Okay. They smiled?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Excellent. Yeah. Good work, Julia.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And we're back really to Jeff and Julia for this one.
Here we go.
If you think Disneyland customer service sucks, try this place. Food is overcooked and chewy. Staff is rude and will literally laugh in your face if you complain. I wouldn't doubt they spit on the food before delivering it to you because it is clear they hate their jobs.
Ooh. Blue Bayou.
I was gonna say
right, let's do it, Julia. You with me? Blue Bayou.
Yep.
Well, we know how you feel about Blue Bayou, but that is not what this reviewer was reviewing.
All right,
Dave and Kristen, not quite sure how this place got so many stars. It's horrible with a capital H. While my kids waited for Fantasmic to begin, my husband ran and ordered the Foid. With all the money Disney makes you, would think there would be better tasting fast food options in both parks. I am disappointed and frankly disgusted. This is not what Walt had in mind when he created this experience.
Okay, can I ask for a moment of clarification?
Yeah.
What is a Foyd?
I think it meant to say food.
Oh, okay. Because I've never ordered a Foyd, and I think I have ordered a lot of food. Dave, do you think, so they're waiting for Fantasmic, right?
Yep.
I feel like it either has to be Harbor Galley or...
Stage Door.
Oh, that's good, because that food is not... And I don't think anyone ever looks happy there.
We've had good experiences there, but I could see that it could go bad easily.
Okay, I'm going to go with you on... I think Stage Door, Dave. I think you're right.
Okay, Stage Door.
It is not Stage Door.
Oh! Dave, team winner. We got to step it up.
Yeah.
All right.
The final score is going to be like 1-0.
It's currently 3-0.
Three.
What? All right. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Jeff and Julia for 1 point.
Yeah.
If you like disgusting, inedible food, then boy, is this the places for you. And then in all caps, do not be fooled by the delicious aroma coming from here.
Delicious aroma.
Wow, I hope it's not the Bengal barbecue, because I'll have to hunt down someone's IP number.
That could be Chewy, though.
It could be, and the smell is, like, that's one of the, you know, you smell that place. Do you smell Rancho when you walk by? Rancho's right next to Fantasmic. So is the turkey leg stand, but,
feel like...
Fast food, turkey legs?
I was thinking Hungry Bear, maybe.
Oh, let's do it. Hungry Bear.
But Bengal Barbecue is closer to Fantasmic.
Like, you can't smell the Hungry Bear walking by. You Mm-mm. know what I mean? Because you got to climb a hill.
I think we should go with your favorite.
Oh, geez. All right. This kills my soul. Bengal Barbecue. Final answer.
Well, I apologize to your soul, because that is correct.
Oh,
yay!
No.
Wow.
I'm so sad. Sorry. We got a point for that. So sad.
Hey, Jeff, I will tell you, the last time we were there, like the day before Disneyland closed, we ate the new, I think it was like, it was supposed to be like ham on a stick or something. Mm-hmm. It's possibly one of the worst things I've ever eaten in my entire life. And I love Bengal barbecue.
Now, hold on. Did you know it was ham on a stick?
I don't remember what it was, but
your problem. I will never order that bacon wrapped artichoke or not artichoke.
Oh, no, I love that.
Asparagus thing, because like, who wants to eat that?
It's
and who
delicious.
Wants to that's pee all day with asparagus in your body? Like, okay, well, that's just a problem.
My goodness, Jeff.
So I'm not trying to say the Bengal barbecue is a winner all the way
it's
around.
Not perfection.
But the banyan beef skewer makes up really for a good. Whole lot of sins, right? Mm. So
yeah, it does.
See, they didn't order that.
Yeah, they didn't.
No.
They obviously didn't.
They probably had that ham on a stick.
All right, there's forgiveness in my heart.
All right, Dave and Kristen, you can close the gap here. This is yours.
Can we?
I've been to this park countless times and have yet to ride this thing. So why are you reviewing it? But anyway, So here's my review. It looks too boring to bother riding, even when I've already ridden everything else, and or I'm so bored that I'm considering just calling it a day.
Okay, so boring.
I think...
What do you think, Dave?
I was going to think Casey Jr. or Storybook Land.
I was going to say Storybook Land. That was my instinct, okay. Right? Because I was going to say probably Gadget's Go Coaster, but I think someone who complains that much would not actually walk that far to the back.
They probably don't know about Toontown.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they never rounded that corner. Yeah. So I'm with you because Storybook came to my mind, too. And I love that, okay. Right? So.
Yeah, I have nothing against it, but I could see it's not everybody's cup of tea.
It should
yeah,
be.
Let's go with
the final answer.
I love that you guys are on the same page, but that is not correct. Okay, Jeff and Julia, with the real estate the way that it is in the parks, why this ride's electricity and space isn't being used for something better is a mystery to me. Don't care that it's a callback to any yesteryear ride. They need to tear down this mofo and put something people would actually ride.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
These are some angry people.
A callback to yesteryear. What do you think, Julia?
I was thinking Autopia.
I was thinking that too, because I always.
It's rare I do that one.
It's rare I do that one too. Let's go for it. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, together.
One, two, three.
Autopia.
That's so synced.
It really was. No points for that. I'm sorry. And that's not correct either. But Dave and Kristen, here's the third one. There are no fun lights and no loud music to make it fun. The only thing that was good was that once we were up off of the ground, I could get a goo video of the park.
It must be Dumbo, Dave.
Or Astro Orbiter.
And there's no music. They said no music?
Or lights. They said no music or fun lights.
It must be Astro Orbiters, because how could you complain about Dumbo? He's so cute. Should we try
Jeff
and Julia's tactic and say it together?
Okay.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Astro Orbiter. Where were you, Dave?
I was there.
That's our answer. That has to be it.
It's not correct. I'm sorry.
Dave, how are we not on the board?
Okay. One more.
Okay.
One more.
We got it.
So boring that the mere sight of stairs in its queue makes me ask myself, is it really worth walking up a flight of stairs?
Stairs?
Yeah, the thing that took the place of the orange.
What was that?
No.
What's that called?
No, that's the swings, not that one.
No, not the swing. No, wasn't the Mickey's storm? What do you call that? Oh, that is the swings.
Yeah, no, that. Well,
what
not,
are you thinking? Are you thinking
one.
The Zephyr? Do you have to climb stairs to get to the Zephyr? You don't. Do
I
you?
Think you do. Yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Ready? Okay. Golden Zephyr.
Golden Zephyr.
That is correct.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, in our defense, Derek, I'm going to get defensive for a second. I did not know the DCA was on the table in this game.
Oh, yeah. Disneyland Resort.
Kristen, we've been guessing DCA things the whole way around. We won for Cars Land.
Yeah, I didn't win that one.
Okay. You got to listen to the... Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Derek, can we also just take a little moment here just to say, if you listen to our show, Nostalgia, we are way more knowledgeable than we are right now. Like, I just feel like we need to put that out there at this point because it's not looking good for us.
I don't think the listeners are basing any of this on your knowledge of Disneyland. Like, knowing how the internet works is not a testament to your knowledge of Disneyland.
If we get a bunch of angry iTunes reviews after this, like, what a bunch of dummies. They couldn't even play that Mad Chatters.
Oh my gosh. No.
That'd be awesome.
Go give Mousetalgia the best reviews. Go do it.
Or be more appropriate at a bad Yelp review.
That would be most appropriate.
Oh gosh, let's hope we're not on Yelp. Okay. Back to Jeff and Julia for this one. Very expensive and not very good. Pre-frozen, then heated, institutional kind of burgers and sandwiches. The pictures are not representative of the garbage they sell.
All right, Julia, what do you think? Tomorrowland Terrace? Hungry Bear? What do you think?
Frozen burgers.
Frozen burgers.
Galactic Grill? I guess that's what they call that.
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think? Should we let's go for something with hamburgers. I would say Galactic Grill. I hate that place. Should we go for
it? Sounds good. I like it.
Galactic Grill.
It's not Galactic Grill. No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
That's what I would have guessed. Julia, you like that place?
I don't.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd say you liked it, and I was like, are we friends?
I was going to say, I don't normally go for the burgers.
Okay. She guessed it because she remembers leaving a very similar review for Galactic Grill.
Your review, Julia.
She's like, I recognize this.
All right. Full disclosure, I did double check the name of every person just to make sure it wasn't one of you.
Oh, wow.
Way too lazy to leave a Yelp review.
Okay. I didn't think so, but just wanted to be sure. Okay. Second review for Dave and Kristen. The chicken sandwich was terrible and tasted it overdosed on spices and powder. The fries tasted bad and so did the water. The water!
Okay. I'm not a fan of Southern California water either, so I get that. Okay, Dave, I think it's Hungry Bear because I feel like...
Yeah.
It's not... I don't like their food. It's... Either too bland or too aggressive for me. Like, could you back me up on that? Don't back me up because I have got none right. What do you think? Like,
sure.
What was your first thought?
Galactic Grill.
But they already guessed that, right?
Yeah, we
tried it. So don't guess that. That's definitely not it.
I guess it could be Taste Pilot.
Oh, yeah. That is.
Or what's it called these days? Is it something jumper, isn't it?
Smoke Jumper's Grill.
Yeah, Smoke Jumper's Grill.
Boy, I'm going to let you choose because I think you have a fair point on that one.
I'm going to go Smoke Jumpers because we haven't done any DCA yet. So okay. Why not? Smoke Jumpers.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
If it's Hungry Bear, Dave, I'm leaving you.
You know what? Hungry Bear has that.
I received that.
Green tomato. They have chicken. You know who else has chicken? Who else has chicken, Julia?
I do have a review for you if you want to
hear the review.
Okay.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Jeff, you're so confident.
So the last person said,
I bet it's Red Rose.
The chicken sandwich was overdosed on spices and powder. This person says, my review for their food is very poor. I have no idea how they can send out a burger that lacks any sense of identity. Actually, the identity for it is plain. I've come to the conclusion in my short time here as I'm sitting at their table that they hide all their seasonings and are prohibited from using them.
Oh, boy. Oh
boy.
That has to be Hungry Bear because I feel like it's bland there.
I kind of do, too.
Sorry, Dave. It's too late for us.
You want to go Hungry Bear or Red Rose? Red Rose Tavern has a spicy chicken, right, Julia? You told me that.
Right?
But Hungry Bear just has kind of dryish food.
They have more burger options.
And more burger stuff. Should we go Hungry Bear?
Okay.
Hungry Bear.
I'm sorry, Dave and Kristen. It's Hungry Bear.
Dave, we could have. That's okay.
But it is your turn again.
Okay, we're going to, Dave, we're bringing it home for 12 points. It's not for 12. This is Derek's game is 3.
I did not like this ride at all, as it was far too rough, not enjoyable at all. I would not recommend it for anyone with back or neck problems, and I don't even think it's appropriate for older children. Thumbs down.
This one has to be Indy. Don't you think? Because it beats me up
for
that ride.
For older children.
Dave, it must be Indy.
It could be Indy. It could be Matterhorn. It could be Mater. Junkyard Jamboree.
But the older children appropriate? Because there's some like skeletons and stuff. Like there's nothing scary about the Matterhorn besides Harold.
Besides the big, you know, stone monster.
Yeah, but I feel like when you use the word appropriate, you're probably sensitive to skeletons.
Okay. Let's go with Indy.
I've died on this hill. It's not. Just tell us, Derek. It's no. I'm wrong.
It's no. But darn I like it. The way you're thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Second review.
Sorry, Dave.
Yep.
Waited over 90 minutes for such a lame experience. Prepare to just sit the and watch a non-thrilling trip.
Wow. Well, I mean, the back issues problem, everyone would think Matterhorn, right? But I don't know. Like, Goofy's Sky School is one of those things that you could say, like, kind of looks like it's going to be for kids and stuff, but then it, like, racks you around. But it's not boring.
No.
What do you think, Julia?
Well, my first thought was Matterhorn.
All right, let's say Matterhorn. Matterhorn.
No, it's not that.
Yeah,
it's not
that.
Hey, Dave, we got to get this one.
Yeah, we got to get on the board at least.
There's no ride left.
No. It's all you. I have full confidence. Here it is. Good, good decor and details while waiting in line, but overall, yawn. And I'm yawning to keep myself from low-key hurling. This ride is highly overrated.
Something came to mind. Star Tours.
I was thinking that, or what's the new one in, like, the new Millennium Falcon?
Yeah. Smuggler's Run?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. I've kind of lost, like, all of my passion at this point, Dave, so, because we're so far behind.
No.
I think, Dave, you should just guess for us.
I'm going to go Star Tours.
That's incorrect. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right, Jeff and Julia. One word, overhyped. I waited 90 minutes just to sit down and push random buttons. I had more fun pushing the buttons on the elevators at the Toy Story parking structure.
All right. Well, Smuggler's Run, but that was that was a giveaway. All right.
That should have been ours, Dave.
That should have been.
Why did I roll over like that?
It's okay.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. Smuggler's Run.
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. We're back to you, Jeff and Julia. I feel incredibly sorry for the out-of-town, or worse, the out-of-country tourists who wait in the ridiculous lines to experience this horrible pile of turd ride.
Oh,
Disney
no.
should be offended and embarrassed of this ride. Walt Disney, with the current technology available, would have never let this ride surface.
Well, you want to think they have enough wits about them to know the difference between the original rides that Disney did let surface and the newer rides. So let's presume it's a newer attraction.
Okay.
A pile of turd, something like that. Boy, it could, you know what? I'm thinking it's the dancing cars. What do you call that? What's his name?
What's
it called? Not flying tires.
Rollicking roadsters.
I'm going for that. What do you think?
That's as good a guess as any.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
Rollicking roadsters.
That is not correct.
All right.
Great guess. Next review. It's the locker room of Disneyland. A tube of bad breath.
Ew. Oh my gosh. A tube of... Okay, points for the review. Dave, what's a tube of bad breath? Dave, are you there?
Yeah. That's really throwing tube
I know.
Of bad breath.
Do you think it's... the only thing I can think of has a tube is the Incredicoaster.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking Incredicoaster too, but the tube of bad breath kind of...
Well, that's just... Like, what else? But then are we focusing too much on tube and not the pile of turds? Like, is it a tube or is it a turd? What is it?
I feel like we're missing something obvious.
And then something technology, right? Like... With all the technology
not a whole
they have.
Lot of technology
I
added.
Think it could be Incredicoaster. Because yep. people have
sure.
complained, right? Like,
yep.
there's not really much to it. Okay, this is it.
And your
Eric.
Gut's been. Your gut has gotten this.
It's been
far.
Better. Incredicoaster.
That is not correct.
That was a good guess for the tubes, though, Kristen. I mean,
it was.
I'm going to say, I mean.
I don't need your affirmation. It's fine.
There's really only one other tube attraction, but let's hear the next.
Let's hear the review first.
Okay. This ride is dated and probably needs to be torn down and something new built. You are in a cramped, closed ride
yeah.
where body odor and someone with the farts can play a cruel game on unsuspecting riders.
Yeah.
Only one thing this could be.
Yeah, it's only one possible
only one
thing. Although Walt Disney did approve this, of course. The submarine voyage. Or I guess, what do they call it? Finding Nemo submarine voyage.
Those tubes of bad breath. That is correct.
Actually,
there it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. That's yep. a good description for that.
I'll allow it.
Oh!
But I think it's pretty fun.
Okay. I will go on. I'll go on that once every 6 or 7 times.
If I can walk on, yeah.
Yeah.
When does that go. Happen?
Never.
Right?
Yeah.
So you never
I mean,
know.
Even walking on takes a while.
It does.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, but this is Dave and Kristen's.
Okay.
I'm ready,
this
Dave.
Ride...
Is it, though?
Maybe. I would love for it to be. I mean, I have no biases here. I'm just saying.
But you just got to root for the underdog at some point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm rooting for you guys.
We all are.
This ride needs to be torn down and completely redesigned. I know all you Disney nostalgic purists will argue with me, but I'm more concerned with the health and safety of today's kids.
That's all we got.
Like the anger to me feels like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, but there's nothing unsafe about that.
Yeah.
But people just hate that ride. I love that ride. People hate that ride, though. What's not safe that needs to get torn down, Dave?
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, Peter Pan.
No, no one would say that.
I don't know.
I don't what know either.
Old needs to get torn down. And
maybe
safety.
Maybe the Matterhorn. Because, I mean,
yeah.
it's old, right? And, like, it's a little like, am I going to fly out with this lap bar? There's
yeah.
no lap bar anymore. Okay, can we go with Matterhorn?
Yeah, let's go Matterhorn.
Okay, for no points, Matterhorn.
On the contrary, for 3 points,
all right.
it's the Matterhorn.
Good
work,
Dave.
My friends.
We're on the board.
Believe it or not, Matterhorn had more 1-star reviews than any of the attractions or restaurants listed in this game.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean,
I believe
really,
it. I totally
it is
believe
really,
it.
Like, bang you. It bangs you around, right?
It does.
And
one person said abusive.
Accurate.
One person said, ow, 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 make it stop, this sucks.
Accurate.
I know. When Bob Gurr said he won't even go on it, you know, like, if you've made that attraction and you're like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Yikes, yeah.
Definitely would not recommend riding it right after a half marathon. Made that mistake.
Oh, or after
don't
40.
Do it.
All right, so I've got one more round, which means one more for each of you. And this time, it's Jeff and Julia who go first. Most of the ride happens in the dark. Just a couple of dolls standing in the corners. Seems like it has been made 30 years ago. Pirates of the Caribbean is much better and newer.
I like that name. It is a deer ride.
Dolls in the corners. So I'm guessing it's one of the Fantasyland rides, right? Julia, what yeah. do you think?
Yeah.
You want to say, boy. Wow.
It could be Peter, right?
It could be, depending on when they, you know, Peter, Snow White. Snow White's...
Just a couple of dolls in the dark.
Let's say Peter Pan. Peter, the
okay,
Peter Pan's
to be
flight.
Controversial. Yep.
Yeah, Peter Pan's flight.
It's not that.
Okay. No,
it's
not
that. I just texted Dave what I think it is.
Okay,
oh,
all
good.
Right. Well, we'll see if you're correct. I will warn you that this review had a very obvious giveaway, so I'm going to say the word blank instead of the word they used, but the okay. rest of it is pretty generic. Okay. This a fun ride and everything, but it is not movie accurate. They completely botched the blank scene. I'm a little disappointed in Disney for messing this up so bad. The creators must have been mentally and physically crazy to think they could get away with this.
Okay, I was wrong, because I think I was guessing Small World when I heard dolls.
Yeah.
So that's not right.
They were physically crazy.
Physically
whatever
crazy.
Whatever that means.
Well, oh, I don't know, dolls. What looks like doll-like? I would maybe Pinocchio? But then, like, nothing's wrong with Pinocchio, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does have a few dolls. And I guess...
Let's just go for
only
it.
A couple really at the beginning, but then I mean Snow White, it doesn't have dolls, but it also their proportions are weird.
Okay,
at times.
Let's say let's go Snow White. Corners. Snow White.
That is incorrect.
Nuts.
All right, Jeff and Juliet. Yeah. There is an unnecessary amount of stairs. Then there is the ride, if it can be called that. The theming is weak, dark, noisy, can't hear much dialogue, and the animatronics are lame.
Stairs.
Right? Stairs?
Well, I guess it's not a Fantasyland attraction.
No.
But there's dolls in the corners.
I think you guys are a little too fixated on the word dolls.
Did you let go of the dolls? Yeah. Okay.
But
well, I mean,
stairs.
We're thinking
stairs?
Of animatronics, but
what does have stairs? Oh, it's Sleeping Beauty Castle. Right? Stairs. It's a movie. They've changed the movie. There's dolls all over the place.
But did they botch anything?
Yeah, everything. Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Okay. Don't say that, Jeff.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, before Chris Merritt came and took out the Barbies,
fixed
right?
It. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Sleeping Beauty Castle, right? Julie, are you behind me or not?
I'm behind you.
Okay, Sleeping Beauty Castle.
No.
Oh!
No,
how was it not that?
I know.
Well, the theming is weak, dark, and noisy. Can't hear much dialogue.
Well,
it's a little confusing.
I don't know. Okay. Well, is it?
All right.
Yeah.
Last chance. Kristen and Dave.
Okay.
What happened? Did they slow it down? Why did they do this to me? Seriously, last time I remember whipping around turns so fast that I swore I was going to fall out. This time it was like a gliding children's ride. I'm still crying about this.
Space Mountain?
Sure.
I mean, when the people talk about it being slower than it used to be, or other stairs, though.
Ride. No, there's
no stairs, though.
High.
So then maybe Big Thunder, because some people.
Oh, yeah, let's do that
slower.
One. That's good.
Big,
yeah,
Big
that's
Thunder.
It. That's
Big
it.
Thunder.
Great guess. Unfortunately, the answer was Indiana Jones Adventure.
Oh, we've only guessed that like three times.
That's
there
hilarious.
Are only a couple dolls in there.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny. Oh, well.
Yeah. We guessed it like so many times.
Well, I will go ahead and call it a game right there. I do also want to say that other than Matterhorn, can you guess the restaurant that had the most one-star reviews?
Blue Bayou.
Pizza Port.
Oh,
Pizza Planet.
You know what? I'll be fair. I didn't actually look up Blue Bayou, so I can't say for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
But of all the ones I looked up.
Tomorrowland Pizza. That's bad over there.
Ooh, it was actually Carthay Circle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ooh, Dave's wife hates that place.
I don't like it either.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I like it too, but okay, you never know.
Derek, who won?
So the final score. The final score. Dave and Kristen had 3.
Yay.
Jeff and Julia had 8.
Wow, you guys killed it. Good job.
But we had a solid 3. A solid 3.
It was solid. I know. I feel like we owned that 3.
Yep. That is true. You were the only team who got it on the first guess, and you had many correct guesses that were mentioned that ultimately were not, you know, locked in.
We pretty much handed the points to Jeff and Julia.
Pretty much.
Well, thanks again so much for all of you coming on the show. I think it's Dave who usually talks about your show on yours. So, Dave, you want to do the honors and tell our listeners where they can find you guys?
Oh, sure. So
put your hosting
you
hat
can
on.
Give the short version if you would like.
So we are a podcast all about Disneyland, Disney California Adventure, and everything else Disney. And we're a weekly show that's been occurring for 12 years, I guess, now, something like that. Or almost 12 years. And you can find us at Mousetalgia. Like, instead of nostalgia, it's Mousetalgia. And you'll get all kinds of interviews from authors, historians, Imagineers, you name it, and as well as all kinds of other fun tidbits and experiences that we share with our listeners. So check out Mousetalgia on social media or mousetalgia.com or in your favorite podcast app.
And then, of course, Mousetalgia Minute. Julia, what's the Mousetalgia Minute?
Mousetalgia Minute, thank you for asking, is a sister podcast to Mousetalgia, and my co-host and I, we bring a daily snippet of Disney history to you between 3 and 5 minutes.
A little goodness. And then, of course, if you're looking for news, you can head over to Dateline Mousetalgia. So there's a trifecta of Mousetalgia. So you can find history, news, and then a little tiny history.
Yep. This was super fun.
Yeah, thank you, Dirk.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much.
Congratulations, Jeff and Julia. You have won this Mad Cheddar game.